I was thinking, that's refreshing, isn't it? That's a good thing to know, isn't it? It says it's about time. I was thinking, as we're sitting there, the Lord says you need to share. I was thinking about lots of things. I was thinking about on Wednesday, I think it was Wednesday, maybe it was Friday, who had the guys or the girls? Guys on Friday, I guess, and it was a large pod, and we were done, and nobody moved. Nobody talked to anybody beside him. Nobody. They were just there in the Lord's presence. And then the officer came to get them and opened the door. Nobody moved. You know, most times, not most times, but a lot of times when they hear the door open, you know, they bounce and it's time to go. They didn't move. I don't know if they didn't know the door opened. What? You know. And I held my hand up to the corrections officer. And she was kind and just waited. And then I said, guys, you gotta go. That's how I feel most of the time when we worship. We gotta go. And then I was thinking about, you know, Paul preached all night. I wonder how many times in the midst of that preaching all night that the Spirit of God was just on them and they just sat in his presence until God said to Paul, until Jesus said to Paul, you got to teach him. Boy falls out the window, no big deal. Just run down, raise him up. Somebody keep him awake. Yes, crazy, isn't it? I love it. I love it. Expect, anticipate, and repeat. That's what the Lord said to me. Expect, anticipate, repeat. Expect, anticipate, repeat. Expect, anticipate, repeat. Expect. We know that when we pray, God hears us. Do we expect that he heard us? Do we expect that he heard us enough to begin to anticipate? Huh? Do we? I prayed. Oh, good for you. I prayed. Well, what are you grinning about? I'm anticipating his answer. And when something tries to overshadow that, just expect again and anticipate again. Renew, restore, refresh. David said, "The Lord who rescued me from the claws of the lion and the bear will rescue me from this Philistine." He expected, you know, we're told before that he would go out, and if a sheep was grabbed by a lion, he'd go after him with a club. And if that thing dared to refuse or to hiss back at him, he said, I grabbed him by the jaw and I beat him with that club. Wouldn't hurt us to learn how to grab the devil by the jaw and beat him with our club. You know? No, and don't be afraid of him. Don't be afraid of him. Remember, we didn't have Palm Sunday service, but the thing is that Palm Sunday was the beginning of the end of the start of what would never end. It was the beginning of the end of Jesus' life on earth, but oh my, my, was he anticipating. You know, he was anticipating our victory. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross. Even going down the road, knowing they were going to change their chance, he was praying for them that they would understand. Because when his life ended, so did the power of the devil. And his life was resurrected, but the devil's power wasn't. We know, it's been given to us to understand that the power that the devil has is the power that we give him to deceive us. Right? But he's so scary. No, he's not. He's not if we don't believe the lie. We just walk around with a club. When he growls, tell him he better go. See my club? See my club? Want to worship Jesus with me? Let's praise the Lord together. You know? Amen. That's a club, man. That is a club that can't be beat. Don't let things interrupt your worship and your praise. Continually, from my heart. It's there running in the background, encouraging us, building us up. And when the enemy shows up, we take it off mute. What did you say? Get thee behind me. Have you heard that before? You know? Today is Resurrection Day. It's time. Time daily, but hey, if we wait for once a year, then today resurrect your faith. Resurrect, bring to your memory the power that you have in Christ Jesus. Remember the victories that you've experienced. You know, I can't imagine what the Lord went through. I can't pay the debt that I owe, but I can share. I can share. Look what the Lord has done. You know? He saved me. I'm so glad that the Lord saved me. You know, sometimes it'd be hard to prove that people are glad about it. We aren't going to be among those people. We're glad about it. We're glad about it. His saving us overrides all those things that we want to... Stand up straight, Roger. You ain't carrying no burdens. Sometimes most of the time I slouch. I'm sick of that. I got to work on that, I'm telling you. I'm like Jesse Duplantis. Sometimes I look in the mirror and I go, where'd he go? What meaneth this? Skid loader doesn't work. I ride the four-wheeler and I use a shovel. And that night, I feel like I've done 3-a-day football practices. Give me a break. Get on it, Roger. Hallelujah. You know, we are guaranteed the same power by his resurrection. Every person. His power, his authority, his presence, his person is for everybody. Even for those who won't call on him. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And those who won't call is still waiting for him. You know? This is the God we serve. It stands at every door. He didn't just stand at your door. He stands at the door of the White House with an opportunity to be recognized. There's a place in Samuel where the Lord says, I have decided to pay them back for what they've done. Just plan on it. There ain't nothing left of them. And that's how it went. There was nothing left when God decided to pay them back. I know that's Old Testament, but it leaps in my heart. You know? I was praying today. I said, I was praying about that, and I was saying, Lord, I'm gonna take just a little bit of a page out of David's book, and he asked you to crush them like bugs. I chased my enemy down, and I beat him to a pulp. I'm a man of God. I can't do that, but you can, Lord. But if it takes a club, I'll carry a club and stand for the goodness of God, the love of the Lord. Yeah. Well, it's noble. It seems real holy to just shake our heads and look sad at those poor people. That don't do them any good. Say to the Lord, Thou art my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I will trust. Somewhere, sometime, something opened our eyes. And we came to know the Lord. But we don't dare close our eyes because we know the Lord. We need to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to mount up with wings as eagles and run and not grow weary and walk and not faint. This is the victory that we have. You know? David said, I'll kill that giant. You're just a boy. Hey, don't call me boy. I killed a lion and a bear with my bare hands. They had the wrong response when I told them to go. So I grabbed him by the jaw and I beat him to a pulp. I'm going to do the same thing to that Philistine giant. He expected it to happen. He anticipated it. He picked up 5 rocks. He was just a young man, strong, but maybe not quite up to his full weight. Those rocks increased his weight. It only took one. One. And he wasn't thinking as he swung, oh, this is a mighty fine mess you got me into, Lord. No, he wasn't thinking that at all. He was thinking, you're going down. He ran at him. He ran at him. Man, we need to run over the enemy. This is resurrection day. Get all filled up. Lord, restore our minds. I forget some words, but I never forget Jesus. I forget some names, but I never forget Jesus. And I don't have an excuse for that, except that I've always forgotten people's names. Because my brain was always running ahead of the conversation. It wasn't necessarily running anyplace good. It was just running. You meet somebody, they tell you your name, and you're thinking, how can I impress this person? Oh, just forget his name. That'll go a long ways toward it. You know? It's amazing. That's what Christians do a lot of times. They forget the name of Jesus. The devil doesn't forget the name of Jesus, but he works and works and works to get us to forget the name of Jesus, to get us to forget that we have the power in the name of Jesus. I know there's a fountain filled with blood. I just couldn't get my jukebox to work. But it came. That's why we are a body. And when it came, the tomb came. So, hey, call on the Lord. It'll come. Expect it to come. Anticipate it to come. I want to tell you that I was playing and I was thinking, you know, if Tara wants that song, she ought to start it. And Judy bailed her out. Well, where's you? You know, you girls are girls. The girls. Yeah, you know, that's what it is. Name that tune. Only by the grace of God I remember the ones I do. I prefer to just write as I go. But that's not, you know, then you got to anticipate the words. But you don't have to. You can make up your own. I do that all the time. Yeah. Not just here. Yeah. If I'm somewhere else and they're worshiping and I don't know the song, that's okay. I got one. It all works out. I remember the first time that I heard "That Is Who You Are." First time I heard it was at a pastor's conference. There was somebody tall. I couldn't see the words that they had up there. That's okay. I'm just singing what I want to. I like that tune. I'll just sing it. You know? Waymaker, water walker. I know that's not right, but it fits. He's a water walker. Demon killer, that is who you are. Sing one. Yeah, you know, I mean, you just worship the Lord. Keep him lifted up. Keep him exalted. At your very worst, just give him glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. In the highest, glory to God. Come on, let's give God glory, 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 glory. Do you know he likes that song? He does. He told me that this week. He said, all the time you can give me glory. And then he said, why do you think I like that song? Now it makes sense. Be glorified, in my life, Lord. Be glorified. Be glorified. This is my desire. I want to honor you, Lord. Arise and shine. The light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Yesterday at the nursing home, I just started singing to him, when you've done everything to stand, stand. Pretty soon they were going, stand. When you've done everything to stand, stand. Stir up the gifts that are within you. This is, every day is a good day to do that, but all of those gifts came from the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't lose your club. Don't lose your hope. Don't lose your strength. Don't lose your faith. Just go for it. Acts 17:27 says that his purpose was for nations to seek after God and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him, though he's not far from any of us. His purpose was that nations would seek the Lord. That nations would seek the Lord. And I guess that we've become so compassionate that we shake our heads at those who won't. No, magnify the Lord. Magnify the Lord. That's not right. It is not right that we even allow our president to declare something so detestable. I know we can't stop him, but we can outshout him. If somebody would love to talk to me about that at the jail or at Walmart or anywhere that I am, if someone would like to talk to me about that, oh, I'd like that. I would like that. I would like that. Because the glory of the Lord will shout that down. You know? It's not all right. It's not all right. I find myself saying to the television, that's not all right. You know? I don't know if you watch television. But if you ever do, you can't help but notice that more and more and more and more and more, they're trying to slip all that detestable stuff to us like it's just all right. Parents say, oh, that's okay, honey. It's not okay. I'm sorry. Calm down, Roger. You know, it's just not all right. It's just not. And you'll be happy to know that I will be the same way outside of here as I am inside of here. Because there's people that want to be set free. I had a young man come in on Friday all by himself, and he was crying when he walked in. Vicki had, she always sends me the news from the jail so I can read about it. She wants to know if I know these people, you know. Some of them I do, some of them I haven't seen yet. But I saw this young man previously. But he came in, he was just crying. He said, I was here last time and your music touched me. And he was the only one in that pod. God is so good, he was the only one that came. So we just had a one-on-one. And before I got done, he said, before we go, I want you to pray for me. I want to be delivered from alcoholism. I said, you are. You are. This is resurrection weekend. It's all done. It's done. It's finished. He looked at me, he said, it's finished. Finished. And he didn't look at me like, it's finished? No, no, it was, yeah. It's finished. I told him, I said, man, I spent years, John and I spent years, we spent years down there. And I said, one time I just felt the oppression. And he just started crying harder. He said, it's real. It's real. That's how the oppression gets young people to kill themselves. He was shaking his head like he'd already been there. It's finished. It's finished. You see? It's finished. There's people that are, you don't even know it. You don't even know it. We walk past them. We don't even know it. We need to have the eyes of our understanding open. We need to inquire. We need to say, how are you? We do. We ain't that big of a rush that we want to miss a place to just dump out a sack of seeds. Because Jesus died for every single one, and he rose again for them too, not just us. You know? It's about being built up in your most holy faith, carrying your club, and ain't being afraid of nothing. You know? Not afraid of nothing. Speak the word in season and out of season. The more that you speak it, the more that you'll speak it. Because when you speak it, it builds you up. It builds you up, and it also makes you accountable. You know? If I walked into the jail and I said, oh, man, I'm not feeling it today. They'd throw me down in a circle and pray for me. They'd chant first, they'd say, liar! Yeah, you're right. I have no problem feeling it there. You know? The thing that I have to do is take the time to hear what the Spirit of the Lord wants to say to them. And every pod is different. Every pod, everybody got the same devotion, but every pod gets something else. Sometimes they leave and I go, where in the world are you thinking about here, Lord? He isn't thinking, he's knowing. And it's beginning to us to know, to walk in the power and the authority that God has given us, and to go hunting. David took that club because he was hunting. He was hunting lest anyone should touch one of his lambs. Jesus is alive. The curse of sin is broken. We have perfect liberty. Yeah. That's what Ron Canole wrote. And it's true. The curse of sin is broken. It's broken. We don't let it come on you. It can't break you. You break it. Just walk in the fullness of God. Knowing that that goes before you is able, and he's got your rear too. He's the rear reward. So we can't just, like I said, shake our heads at detestable things. We can't be a Pharisee and say, I'm glad I'm not like them. Oh boy. I never would have done that. I learned a long time ago there would be no depth in sin that I could have gone to. Nothing. The things that I just cringe to think it could have been. It could have been. Because when we allow the enemy to move us, he moves us. And without Christ, we are pawns in his hand. And so, jail's a good place for me. Because I can tell them very honestly, look, I don't know what you've done. I don't care what you've done. Because I could have done it. In a lot of cases, I might have done it. But who the Son sets free is free indeed. I rejoice in that. And I rejoice in the things that I didn't do that I could have done. Because he set me free. That's good for our soul to realize, hey, praise God. Praise God. The brakes came on before I rolled down that hill. You know? Great is the Lord. Greatly to be praised. He's great. He's great. He's not just okay. You know, yeah, I like Jesus too. No. He is great. Just the thought of him. Just the thought of him trips my trigger. You know? So if my trigger ain't tripped, it must be I quit thinking of him. And I let the cares of this world wiggle in and start talking to me like they have some sort of authority. You know? You let them talk like they've got authority and they'll have you convinced that they have authority. That this is bigger. This is bigger than you. There ain't nothing bigger than you. There is not anything, proper grammar, bigger than you. Great in the midst of thee. Great in the midst of thee. Great. Great in the midst of us. Great. How great? How great is our God? How great? How great? How great is our God? How great is our God? Think about it. How great is he? What little thing that's trying to show itself to be a mountain is obscuring your view of how great God is? Right now, we should be pretty good. We've worshiped. We're dwelling on the Word of God. So like, man, we can move mountains, but you can move them anywhere. We can move them anywhere. Grab them by the jaw. You know? Whatever it is, just imagine. Vicki, that's not, you can't imagine that with me, okay? You're going to have to come up with something better for that than with me. But maybe not, maybe not. Just go right on ahead. Maybe if God says, give him another one, Vicki. Yeah. Amen. It's a great day to celebrate what Jesus did for us. You know? But every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day is a good day to celebrate. You know? Every day is a day to wait on the Lord and he'll renew your strength. Every day is a day to expect and to anticipate. You know? It's like if the kids are gonna come home or like Vicki, she looks, the next Christmas is our Christmas, because this last Christmas was our Christmas, but our Christmas went somewhere else. But now the next Christmas is that we're talking about Tennessee here. That's their Christmas, and they got to have two Christmases because, well, anyway, you know. But she expects that Christmas. And she anticipates that Christmas. She comes home with bags from the store, getting ready for that Christmas. She's anticipating its arrival. And she don't expect it not to happen. And she anticipates everything she can do to make it just grand. I don't even have to think about it because she's got it handled. I just need to be expecting and anticipating with her and rejoicing with her, not going, would you quit? No. But you know, that is. You get a phone call, somebody says they'll be there at some time. Well, you expect them to come, but the closer they get, the more you anticipate. Everything from God is as close as a mention of his name, so we can go from expectation to anticipation. And reset, repeat it, you know? If you got to repeat it more than once, what's the difference? I've been anticipating my parts for the skid loader because I expected them to show up. And he said they would be here. I paid extra to get that quick shipping. I didn't expect there to be a default between him and his warehouse guy. I don't know how big of an operation it is. The warehouse might be the kitchen and he's in the living room. I don't know. But anyway, you know. He said, oh, I see what you mean. It looks like that didn't happen. Well, I expect it will now. And I anticipated. I interrupted what Vicki and I do for a little bit in the morning so I could get to the post office at 9:30 yesterday morning. Because window's only open from 9:30 to 10:30. I gave them a little past 9:30 because sometimes they don't get everything done by 9:30. I got in there. I opened the box. It was empty. Well, I anticipated enough that I walked around and I walked into the counter and I said, you don't have anything for me? He said, why? Did you get a letter? I said, I did. I'm one of those. I get the text and the email that tells me where it is. And it said that it had been delivered to its destination. Where is my package? Then I read the first letter. And the first letter said, your package arrived at its destination in Miller, South Dakota. I said, why is it in Miller, South Dakota? Well, sometimes they put them in the wrong baskets. I said, then will it be here tomorrow? Well, what they do is they send it back, and then they send it back in the right basket. Why can't they take it out of their basket? Then I got another email that said it's en route to your destination in Highmore. So somebody in Miller said, oops, this is supposed to be quick shifting. I don't know. It's supposed to go this way. I like that person. I like them all. But what I don't like is when I then get an email at 10:45 that says, your package is ready for pickup in Highmore. Well, that's great. I went back to the post office. I opened the box and there was a yellow card. Now, I ain't smart all the time, but I'm smart enough to figure out that if they are not going to have the window open and I was there already in the morning looking for my package, maybe they could have put it in one of those boxes with the key in it so I could have my package. I'm going to be gentle as a lamb when I go and say, what's up with this? But now I know it's there, so I'm anticipating. I'm expecting to go pick it up. I'm anticipating it having in my hands. I'm expecting that the person who can put it in best is going to say, yeah, I got time and come and put it in. I'm anticipating, boom, starting and running. I'm going to drive it around even if there isn't any snow. Bob and Levon, I apologize. You had a drift there. All I could do is scoop a walkway because I didn't know you wanted to get out of there. So I didn't scoop your I thought my part was going to be here.
No,
but it worked out.
Yeah.
It'll work out. But you see, I expected and anticipated. I'm still expecting and anticipating. I ain't going to give up. I just praise the Lord for the experience. And the opportunity to teach. I got some ideas to help them from the warehouse to the mail house. I got ideas. I don't know if I'll waste my time with them. But you see, we celebrate what Jesus did because we believe that he did it. And if we believe that he did it, then we should just step right into walking in all the fullness of God. We might as well. We're old enough. We've had enough practice. You know? I mean, it's like everybody talks about, you know, when people get old, they can say anything they want. I ain't old, but I'll claim that. You have to excuse me. I'm getting older, so I'm more inclined to say just what I think. That hasn't changed for years. But we praise the Lord, and we do celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. Were you there when the sun refused to shine? You know, sometimes in our lives the sun seems to get behind a cloud, but do you ever worry that the sun isn't there? The sun's there. If the sun wasn't there, it'd be really, really dark. We can't let the clouds obscure the light of the Lord. Were you there when they found that empty tomb? I wasn't there, but boy, I believe it. Don't you believe it? Don't you just believe it? Hallelujah. Well, we don't get to see that, but we can relive it. We can relive it when we've got our club in place and we use the power of God to clean the house. God loves you so much. He so loved us that he gave his only son. His only son so loved us so much that he rejoiced to deliver us from unrighteousness. And if God so loved us, we ought to love him too. In greater and greater measure all the time. Amen. So Lord, we thank you for the privilege to love you, to get right up close to you, and to stay there We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us can prosper because Jesus ripped authority out of the hands of the enemy. And we covenant with you, Lord, according to your new covenant, to not let him deceive us. And we pray for all those that are deceived. Oh, my. Taken captive by Satan, unaware. But we pray, Lord, that you will make them aware. We thank you, Lord, that there's a plan that multitudes this day will have an awakening. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.